taken advantage of the game being off to get a few interviews in today, and I'm pleased to be joined by Amber's assistant manager, Mick Godber, who's still tanned from his fortnight in Mauritius. Mick, welcome to the club. It's the first time we've had a chance to speak on air. What are your thoughts so far on how we're doing?
Thanks for getting us involved to start with, Steve. Disappointing for obvious reasons. We only won one game in five, but we're trying to change things. As they'll see, unfortunately, game's off today, but we had probably five debuts today, or maybe six even home debuts. We, in ideal world, we only win all five, but unfortunately, we've only won one. But hopefully, that'll give us a stepping stone. Disappointed not to play today because we've just won.
Yeah.
But obviously, conditions don't allow that, which is out of our hands. Again, if you're playing a top side like Cleethorpes, you want it on a decent pitch and a decent surface. Yeah. So I think it's sort of the right decision to call it off.
Yeah.
So we'll go again on Tuesday against Nostal, where we'll give respect to Joe and we're going to send the strongest side we've got. We've got some lads who are itching to play, which then sets up for a nice little game next Saturday.
Who's that then?
I think it's worked, apparently. I think it'll be a good game. Obviously, it's a good game because it'll be a good crowd.
Yeah.
Games you want to play in.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're enjoying it. Me and Duff, we work together and that, and we're enjoying everything about the club. It's a good, well-run club. Can't grumble at all.
Cool.
Club's back to us. We're getting players in.
Yeah.
Basically says, do what you need to do. And it's been great. And we just, as you know, we're sat in a bar now, all together having a pint, which, for team spirit, that's what it's all about. So. We're looking forward to Tuesday. Get another win. League Cup, I think it is, Nostal.
Yeah, it is.
Get a result there and then set us up again Saturday.
Cool. Obviously, there's been movements in and out, and that's going to happen with change. What are we starting to see? What are we? Is there a full change in shape? Is that where you're going with regards to shape and personnel? What are we looking at with the changes that are coming in?
When we first got job, we watched the Aquaforce game.
Yeah.
And we were happy as Larry. It was great. And we thought, they're probably better than what we thought.
Yeah.
Then obviously you get a bad result against Arnthorpe. Then against Liverpool, it's a bad result, but a half-decent performance.
Yes.
Obviously, good performance, not a great result.
Yeah.
And then the cup game. So eventually you come to a stage where you think, we might have to make a few more changes.
Yeah.
We probably made a few more quicker than what we thought.
Yeah.
But in football, people come available.
Of course.
Corey Marson come available.
Yeah.
And the players who we know, we trust. And every manager does the same. When he moves,
yeah,
he brings players in the trust. And that's nothing against the lads who have gone or whatever. Like we just said to him there, we've got a squad of probably about 19 now, and that's us done.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a few have had to go. Wish them well.
Yeah.
They've done well for Answorth, unfortunately.
Yeah.
In football, that happens, new manager comes in. We've got a bit of experience in, got some good young lads coming, along with the lads who hopefully are buying into what we think, because we're playing totally different to what old Answorth were. We're a bit more on your front foot, in people's faces, getting balls in the box. And they'll take some time getting used to it. But hopefully, Penny's dropped how we're going to play. But it's got a good squad. Unfortunately, we only can pick 16, so some are going to be upset. But hopefully, everybody will still wanting to be here. Because hopefully, they'll see that track record, we've won things.
Yeah.
And we want to win things. If it's not going to be this year, then it's next year. But we're aiming to win every game.
Cool.
And if we can, we'll be somewhere near. If we don't, we're going to push a few teams a long way.
Nice one. Well, obviously, Mickey, I'm not calling you Mickey.
No, you're right.
Again.
Call me what
it's
you
Mick.
Want.
Obviously, Mick, you spent a bit of time with us at Answorth in his promotion season. I think then you moved onto Pastures New partway through that, scoring goals for us, I might add. What has been the big sea change from the club then, 2 or 3 years ago to now? What is there a big difference?
When I played, Russ was manager.
Yeah.
I think Wardy was chairman.
Yeah.
Played Oliver's Mount.
Yeah.
I was playing at the time, and I know I'm nearly done. I was 38, 39. Russ has, to be fair, with Frank Garfield last night.
Yeah, we're Frankie, yeah.
I said, I'll come down and enjoy a few games. And I think managed to get a few players in on people signing myself and whatever, which is obviously a stepping stone for the club.
Yeah.
And obviously, Pete's took over with John.
Yeah.
And I know these big plans for the club. I mean, I only live up road, so I've always come to watch games, and then we had a pre-season again, so we can see. It's a good setup. It's a good club. I mean, even Russ before had done a good job. Unfortunately, things happen in football. Maybe whatever happens, that's unfortunate. But they were a nucleus and a base, a decent side, good club. And hopefully we can, with a bit of experience what we've had, we can contact some players. We can move it up a notch or two.
Nice.
But that's his plans anyway. That's what we're hoping to do. So.
Well, Mick, great to have you at the club. It's great to have your personality around, because we know what Mick gives to a club. It's brilliant. Everybody's behind you. We're really looking forward to the exciting times ahead that you and Duff are bringing already. I think there's a nice buzz about the place. Certainly further down the line with the 18s, 19s, 21s, every week it's a win, it's a winning win. And they're all aspiring to be up there.
In an ideal world, 19s, 18s, 19s and 21s want to aspire to come and see what we're doing at the club.
Yeah.
What we do, and they'll get to know, is that odd game, we try and get a few young uns in.
Yep.
Just if it's just come and sit in the change room when you've got men taking piss out of, sorry, exactly. Not swearing, taking the mic out of them, where they get to know it's men's football, and a bit of banter, and how change room works, how professional you can be. Yeah. And as a club, we need that, because as you're reading probably Sheffield Star last night, there's some younger lads at Answorth.
Yeah.
Ideally, they want to be playing for Answorth first team.
Exactly. Okay, mate, best of luck, and thanks again.
Cheers, Steve. Cheers. We'll be back now.